11 past four on ABC Northern Tasmania. Yesterday at this time, we met the legendary Jack Gowan. Jack is 10 and has ADHD, but he's found a way to put his excess energy to use by pulling apart white goods to sell.
Fridges, microwaves, bikes.
What do you do with the scrap metal?
We take it to recycling centres, and with the money I do spend, save and give.
Explain what spend, save and give is to those that might not know.
So with spend, I can save it and then buy tools and stuff. And then with save, I save till I'm older.
Yep.
And then with give, help sick people with charity and that.
What a great kid, Jack Gowan there. You can hear the full chat with him at abc.net.au/listen. Recycling scrap metal contributes to a significant saving in greenhouse gas emissions. Making items from recycled aluminium uses just 5% of the energy as making the same item from raw materials. Next week is National Recycling Week, and someone who thinks we should be getting more children involved in recycling is Mary Gill, Waste Officer at the University of Tasmania. Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, Kim. Nice to speak to you.
You too. What did you think of Jack there?
Oh, he was great. He'd be right at home at my place.
What are you pulling apart things and selling it off for scrap metal?
Oh, no, we don't. We never sell our stuff off. We just pull it apart. And actually, I should say it's my husband. He's really fabulous. He made a really lovely, you know, a fire pot for our daughter out of my sister-in-law's washing machine and the rest of the stuff, I think he saved the body to turn into something else. I'm not sure what it's going to be.
Right. So you're big on upcycling.
Yeah. Well, I tend to come up with the ideas, bring stuff home, and then he puts it in the shed, and then one day it turns into things. Yeah.
How lucky are you? And do they make sense, though? You know, there's nothing worse when somebody makes something and you think, not sure about that.
Oh, no. His are always extremely practical, but actually often they're really beautiful because he's quite clever at making things look nice. So, yeah.
Good. Yeah. Well, you've talked your hubby up, haven't you, this afternoon? He'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
Now let's get to the kids though. How aware of recycling do you think children are generally?
Oh, well, I reckon kids are very much aware of it, and it's really fantastic. I've heard in my previous job when I used to work with children a lot more, I used to hear them telling me things about talking to their grandparents. And then at my workplace, I used to have lots of older people, especially older guys, say how they're grandkids were teaching them about recycling, you know, Poppy, don't put this in that bin, you need to separate this out and this kind of stuff. So, yeah, kids are really, really with it, and, you know, they're just totally switched on. They don't get fussed over, you know, complications. A lot of adults seem to think a whole lot of things are tricky, and kids just get the message and they stick with that, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, good on the kids, because there's still a lot of work to be done when it comes to the grown-ups.
Yeah. Although one of the things that I found in my a lot of previous work is that I actually found that a lot of people are actually a lot better at recycling than what everybody else thinks. So, you know, have a bit of faith in your fellow people. Most people actually do a pretty good job, and often the mistakes they made is simply because they overthink it, or they really wish that they could recycle something so they put it in, or they've simply got the wrong information.
That's true. Laziness, though, does that creep in?
Oh, a bit, but actually one of the things is that there's a lot of stuff that should be recycled that goes in the general waste bin. So rather than the recycling, a lot of recycling is reasonably good, but there's heaps of studies have shown that there's lots of waste in people, lots of items in the general waste bin that should have been recycled, and people were, you know, too slack or whatever or just didn't think, and they've just put it in the bin, and then it's a wasted resource. It's gone forever.
That's a really good way of putting it. Are there particular items to focus on?
With getting in the bin, yep. So in your recycling bin, the one with the yellow lid, if you've got a wheelie bin like that, yeah, it's your paper and your cardboard. And one of the things with your cardboard, make sure you squash it, you remove the polystyrene, the plastic strap, the plastic bags inside, because they contaminate it and they can make it really difficult to recycle. And then don't put in long-life milk and soup and juice containers. They're not recyclable, no matter what they say on the side. Actually, sorry, I should say technically they are recyclable, but they just don't get recycled. Not here, not anywhere. So, or not in Australia. So don't put them in. Cans. So the only metal, this is something people get confused about in the recycling bin, the only metal you should put in are cans. So steel cans and aluminium cans. That includes empty paint cans. So once there's no paint inside. But don't put any metal and especially no wire and stuff, because that can be really dangerous if it goes to the recycling plant. Glass bottles and then plastic bottles and tubs and things. Plastic containers are the things that people get worried about and get confused about. So all your plastic bottles, your yogurt containers, your shampoo containers, your detergent, disinfectant, drink bottles, all that sort of stuff, take the lids off. Put the lids in the general waste bin. People often get confused about the lid thing. The important thing about having the lid off is that the containers need to be empty, and there's a lot of contamination at the recycling plants because the containers have liquid or food and stuff in them. It's really important that the containers are empty. They don't have to be super clean, but they've got to be empty. So having the lids off helps them be empty.
How many bins do you have in your kitchen, Mary?
Oh, in mine. Well, I have a I have a little setup. When we remodeled our kitchen, we did it to have a special waste centre, of course. So we just have one for our food waste, because we have a big garden, so all the food waste just goes out into the garden, into the compost. And I have one for a bin inside for recycling, and then a little bin for general waste, which is little. And actually, we just have a little box in it, like a bit. I like it a size of about two tissue boxes size, and we probably don't fill that in a week. Our bins don't, I mean, our bins hardly ever get out, need to go out in the street. But anyway, but there's only two of us now. We don't, you know, do much. But one of the things that's really, that I find is a really good hint for families, often people will say, have said to me, oh, my kids always chuck all the stuff into the wheelie bin. So I said, make it a two-step process. Have some extra bins inside. So I always have a bin inside. So our recycling, our waste and stuff goes in a bin inside. Then you decant it into the wheelie bin outside. And when you do that, you can have a look and see what's in there. And anything that's the wrong thing, you can pull it out as you go. So, yeah.
Nice.
That
work.
Makes it really easy.
Well, you've got a talk coming up next week as part of National Recycling Week. What will you be focusing on, and how do people access that?
Oh, right. So that's a talk with the Peter Underwood Centre, and that's a webinar from 2 to 2.30 on Monday. People can just Google UCTV or look on YouTube. Now, it's a free webinar, and anyone can register, but it is primarily aimed at years 5 and 6 students in schools. And so people just can send in questions and I'll hopefully be able to answer them. And so we're going to talk about in the start the recycling walls that we have at the uni, but we can actually answer some other questions about recycling if people want to send them in. But yeah,
awesome. Well, good luck with that, and thanks for your tips recycling this afternoon.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks.
Cheers. Appreciate that. National Recycling Week starts on the 13th, and Mary Gill there will be speaking about recycling for kids next week as part of the UCTV Alive for Kids series. The 2023